This is your moment. Your moment to move forward and make progress. It's time to see where an education can take you. For over 130 years, Strayer University has been at the forefront of change, offering programs that help students like you get ahead and stay ahead, so you can keep striving. Visit strayer.edu to learn more. Strayer University is certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When we finally close and lock the doors and light the match to burn this thing to the ground...
Well, we probably won't burn it to the ground because it is my house, and I'd rather not burn my house.
Well, I mean, it's a figurative description. I mean, we delete all audio and all references that we ever did this, and we all move on like we never knew each other.
I'm the portion of the pie where people are eating it, and they say, "Is that? Am I tasting nutmeg? I can't. Yeah, I can't really put my finger on it."
You're the dash. You're the, like, in the recipe where it says a dash of nutmeg. That's you, Steve. Steve, you're the dash of nutmeg. Now, I think one of them slipped in a big robot butt or something like that. I don't remember. I don't remember the specifics.
So one of the characters from Star Wars slept in a robot butt?
Nailed it.
Hey, sounds right to me.
Ah, yes, that intro. Boy, that's a good one. Lots of funny stuff there.
You know, we've talked about how I like to go in the lab, Steve, and dig through some of the funniest pieces of audio that we have in our history, and I really took that to heart here for...
With that one?
For this week's episode, yeah. Good. And I searched low and high for the funniest pieces from some of our most recent episodes, and you're welcome.
So, it's been a minute. It's been roughly a month since we sat down to record.
We were just running the numbers. We're looking at the calendar. It has been a full month since we've recorded. Now today we're doing things a touch differently. The audio, I'm sure, spells that out for anybody listening to this. As we have gone back to recording from afar.
Boy, have we! And all of the problems that we had last time still persist.
It's truly remarkable. It's truly remarkable.
Every
I don't know how many episodes we did. With this, we did Skype, we did Zoom.
I feel like
before.
We did 6 or 8 of them.
Boy, and I remember
those were some long, miserable days.
I specifically remember the very last episode after it. We figured out exactly what we needed to figure out.
Yeah.
In terms of how to share the audio, we had become, by all accounts, Zoom pros.
Yeah.
And then we didn't record another one for 7 months.
Yeah, because I think that after that must have been back in the spring or early summer.
Yeah.
We switched to doing, we did deck cast a couple of times on the deck at my house.
Yeah.
That was short lived though, because we were out in the elements. And then we went to the sunroom cast,
yeah,
which officially became known as APS 3. That was 3.1?
3.1, yeah.
Out in the sunroom, and that was short-lived. Actually, we did probably 6 or 8 of them out there, too.
We did quite a bit, yeah.
Like, we got into August, and then there was one day in particular we were recording, and it was 9 in the morning, and it was already 85 degrees.
It was so hot in there. It was so hot, and we were lucky enough to have the birds giving us ambiance, mm-hmm, and yeah, some nice natural noise. But yeah, so.
But here we are again, you and your location, you and your lab, me and mine. And we're doing this now. Before, look, obviously there's a lot we got to unpack here, but I think
sure,
the most important thing that we get into right away is me giving the proper breakdown of how to make just a wonderful plate of chips and cheese. I mean, it was some of my best work.
Now, Steve, I definitely need clarification, because okay, before we officially started recording, you looked me in the digital eye,
mm-hmm,
and you told me that you had made a plate of nachos.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you're recording, and I need some clarification, because you just said you made the perfect plate of chips and cheese.
Yeah, yeah. Calling them nachos, I don't know why I did that. That was incorrect. Not because now, nachos are like, I think Doritos.
Well, what's the difference? Because the chips and cheese, are you talking basic chips and cheese? Like,
yeah,
if you throw in a salsa, is it still a chips and cheese, or does that become then a nacho?
So. No. Oh, boy.
Or do you need a meat to make it a nacho? Right.
So you're differentiating factor between chips and cheese and nachos is not the type of chip, but the topping.
I think the toppings make the difference. And I don't know if it's a gray area or if it's black and white.
This is throwing me. I don't know. When I think nachos, I think of name brand Doritos. Like, those are nachos.
Sure.
Yeah. But
does a nacho need a meat to be a nacho?
Ooh.
Or can you have other toppings like your black olives, your jalapenos, your salsa,
your sour cream?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because in my mind, calling it chips and cheese, that's it. You have your tortilla chips, and then you can have your cheese blend on top.
Well, now, I'll tell you what. I'll describe to you what I made, and then we will
we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out. So I had the restaurant style tortilla chips, but the mini ones, the little circles.
Okay.
Not perfect the scoops, but not the scoops, but the circles. You have the occasional one that's kind of shaped like a taco shell.
Obviously.
In my mind, the perfect chip, the absolute perfect chip for chips and cheese / nachos, whatever you're going to call it. So I take a regular sized dinner plate, nice healthy layer, then cheese, another chip layer, another cheese layer, another chip layer, another cheese layer. I go three layers deep.
Wow.
Three layers deep. But since I flatten them all out, so they don't, they're not really overlapping. That way you get optimal cheese coverage on all the chips. You see these, these fly-by-night chip guys that they just take a whole pile of chips and then sprinkle cheese on top of it. Then
sure.
Your chips in the middle at the bottom, they're not getting anything. Then you're just eating hot chips by the time you get to them.
So you're really putting an emphasis on the spreading of the cheese.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
To make sure that you're not getting those bites where it's just a warm tortilla chip.
No. Don't like that at all. Don't
because that's the real pandemic is cheeseless chips on your chips and cheese.
Yeah. Some would say that is the real pandemic going on right now.
I mean, sicknesses, ventilators, intubations, all of that, be damned. The warm, topless tortilla chip is the real issue facing America today.
Yeah. So as of right now, I had just chips and just cheese. So that would be described as chips and cheese.
Chips and cheese. Absolutely. Yeah. So now
I don't know if you can tell though. I don't know if you can tell, there's a little bit of a little sour cream. So I put, after I'm done microwaving it, you know, put it in the microwave for about 35, 40 seconds or so, get everything nice and melted. Then put a couple big globs of sour cream. Now don't try to spread it all around because that is a battle that will never be won.
Certainly.
Unless you have, like, I don't know, some kind of caulk gun that you can just use to spread the sour cream. So I just do the big glob and then I can, you know, it's like
you dip.
Chips and dip. Yeah. So that's where I left off. So is that chips and cheese with sour cream or is that nachos?
I think that's a chips and cheese with sour cream on the side.
Mm.
I don't know if I'm willing to say today that you need a meat to make it a nacho because one, I don't want to get all those weirdo vegans and vegetarians upset at me.
Right.
I'm sure,
and a lot of them listen. A lot of them listen.
What is a vegan nacho anyway? What do you think that could, because they already can't have cheese.
Right.
So is they can, it that, they, can they what is do the cheese substitute for
vegans?
Can they vegans?
Do the chips though? Can they do chips at all?
God.
Because those are probably,
I just imagine their lives are filled with nothing but sadness and falsehoods because everything's a substitute. It's always this, hey, you have that really delicious looking Angus beef hamburger. Well, I have this fake gluten-free vegan bun with a fake meatless meat burger with all natural, you know, fresh squeezed tomato concentrate ketchup.
Ugh, just terrible.
If you're one of those people listening right now, I need to know how you survive on a daily basis. And also, is there a vegan substitute for nachos? Because now that's on the foot. I'm not going to make it until next week without an answer to that.
Yeah. By the way, it is Monday, December 7th, 2020, the year of our Lord, the Steve and Kyle podcast.
A lot of false starts over this past weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of will they or won't they? We were like freshly dating teenagers for a few days there.
I thought we were going to record. Was it yesterday? I don't know. My days are mixed up. Thought we were going to record. And then both of us went radio silent for the next 12 to 16 hours or so.
Yeah.
But, I kept saying to Annette, I was like, look, it is. I'm not the one coming off of major surgery. So, whatever. He wants to record. Cool. If he doesn't, cool. Perfectly fine. I had thought originally, I think my plan was that I was going to pop on and do a couple of minutes to kind of give updates. But then I was also like, you know, I didn't want to have to talk to you to find out, hey, can I say this or should I not say that? And then I said, you know something, this is not my story to tell. So I decided instead of all that, I would do nothing. Nothing at all. Occasional,
which appeases the audience to no end.
Occasional social media post.
Even
that, I was just replying. I was replying as people would say, "Hey, what's going on? Where's Kyle? How's Kyle doing?"
Yeah, yeah.
Here we are.
You were able to stop by. You stopped by before I was in the hospital. You stopped by
night before.
And excuse me, Steve, I forget because my dates were all kind of blended there. Did you stop by after I got home or was it before I got home when just Katie was here?
Both, actually. I had stopped by, I think, the day before you got home.
Okay.
Because a bunch of listeners had sent cards for you that came to the P.O. box. So I wanted to stop and drop them off so you'd have them when you got home. And then I stopped by, I think it was the day, maybe a day or two after you got home.
Okay. That's what I remember then. I feel like I remember seeing you, but I don't remember, you know, you like delivering the stack of cards. I just remember the stack of cards being here. So let me say thank you to every single person who tried to check in with Steve, whether he answered you or not.
Most of them I didn't.
Thank you to everybody who sent me well wishes and get well cards and gifts, for crying out loud. Jay Santos, we need to thank him personally, who sent us both, Steve, delightful belt buckles.
So I need to see your belt buckle, by the way.
Oh, you would have to filibuster. I have to go get it out of my my bedroom. It's not that far away, but
send me a picture of it later if you want. But Jay also sent us this card.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, he literally just pulled it off of the shelf and sent it. Didn't sign it.
Wow.
I got a bonus holiday card if I realize, oh crap, I'm going to a party and I forgot to get a gift.
Nothing screams, you guys, here's some gifts, like a blank card mailed.
That is so this podcast.
That is absolutely tremendous. But seriously, thank you to everybody who checked in. We've wasted a few minutes. I want to say right now, there is a pretty big story to tell regarding my stay at the hospital. It was longer than it was supposed to be. There were some really, really serious complications. I can't really downplay that. It went pretty bad right in the middle of it. That story will be told. I don't want people listening to this right now to think, Steve, you know, I'm holding it hostage, especially for the podcast. That's not true at all.
Is this going to become the Vegas story?
It is not. Let me tell you two things. One, this story is infinitely more interesting than the Vegas story.
What about the, because for a while we also had a note.
The student loan
to
statement.
Talk about your latest student loan statement. Is
yeah.
Is better than the student loan statement?
It, unsurprisingly, yes. Far more
really?
Interesting than
I'm
the student loan
that,
statement.
I'm shocked that we're going to, I haven't even heard the story.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this is already going to top it.
Truly stunning. But what I am here to say today regarding this story of how everything went in the hospital is that I'm not quite ready to tell it. It took quite a toll on me, and it was some of, without hyperbole, Steve, some of the worst days of my life.
Oh yeah.
And
I don't know everything, but from what I've heard, I would say that that's not hyperbole at all. That's completely justified.
Yeah. What was initially supposed to be a 5 to 7 day hospital stay.
And then it went to 4 to 7. I remember you saying.
Yeah, I was getting excited. Not excited. Excited is the totally incorrect word. Before everything began, I had heard 4 to 7, and I was thinking I might be home Monday.
Yeah.
I'm super jazzed thinking I might not lose any real time at home at all.
Yeah.
And selfishly, that was my main concern, was getting home. I have a wife. I have a child. And with all of the restrictions going on, nobody could see me.
Sure.
As soon as I was out of surgery and put in a room, that was it. Until I went home, I was going to be alone. Thanks to everybody who refuses to wear a mask for that. And
yeah.
So 4 to 7. So I'm already thinking I'm in Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah, because I remember
Tuesday.
You saying, like, I don't know. Let's see. Do they count Friday? Is Friday technically day one? Okay, so Tuesday. I'll be home Tuesday. That'll be
right.
Great.
And suffice it to say, before the very, very serious complications that took place, there were some other minor complications that I wasn't going to be coming home Monday. I wasn't going to be coming home Tuesday. There was an outside chance I was going to be coming home Wednesday, even with some issues post-surgery, just regarding regular medical stuff that they couldn't get balanced out in me, which happens when they start, you know, poking and prodding your heart.
Yeah.
So I did not come home that Wednesday, as people who follow us on social media saw. I did not come home Thursday or Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. I ended up being in there for 12 days.
Hmm.
I ended up being in the intensive care unit for a day and a half, where as terrible as that was in the middle of my stay, my wife was able to come see me, which was an absolute you know, that is the definition in my mind of a blessing in disguise, mm-hmm. because having to do that part alone was horrifying. And so, yeah, it didn't go smoothly. It didn't go without issue. The story will be told. It will be told in coming episodes. I apologize to anybody listening to this who's thinking they're going to get the tell-all. It's kind of just like episode one of this podcast 4.5 years ago. I promise you, in this instance, I will tell the story. But I'm kind of regarded, and rightfully so, Steve, as, you know, as the cynic, the pessimist, and I make jokes about everything here on this podcast. And when I say that this stay in the hospital absolutely took a piece of me away from me, I'm not exaggerating. I did not come home the same person. There is some noticeable changes in me mentally, mm-hmm. obviously physically, and emotionally right now. There's some pretty big trauma associated with what happened up there. And again, I'm not trying to speak in vague overtones and hush-hush to keep people glued to this. That's not the point. I'm doing that for my own sake, because I am at a stage now where there's some television commercials, Steve, where if I see it through, it makes me break down. I decided to take a look on my phone on the hospital app, where they had, you know, kind of notes. So every time a nurse would check in on you, check your vitals, there would be a note placed mm-hmm. in your summary.
Sure.
I tried to read through some of those at one point. Ooh. After I got home, ended up dropping my phone and having a breakdown. I couldn't get through it. So I'm not trying to overstate this. I'm just trying to tell everybody that right now there's some pretty serious stuff for me personally. I'm trying to process still where the tone of this podcast wouldn't fit entirely with me telling that whole tale.
Yeah.
Unless we wanted to edit out a bunch of times of unless Steve really wanted to give the slide whistle a workout.
So what you're telling me is there's a chance for another spinoff podcast? Hey.
Yeah, a mini series where I detail my 12-day hospital stay.
Yeah, Kyle's Metacast.
Yeah. But
all right, I'm on board. Look, you know, any way to get the revenue churning again.
Right.
Know, we've been lean and mean this last month without all of cash flow.
Just been bleeding dollars this last month, more so than usual. So, but hey, when I do tell the story, I'll do it to the best of my ability to retell it. But for right now, I do need everybody to know I'm home. I am as well as can be expected. I have had no issues since I've been home. There's some, you know, there's some general pain and some soreness, which is going to happen. They took a saw to my sternum.
Yeah.
So they put that thing back together. But I am well. Thank you to every single person who has reached out to say, I hope you're feeling well. And actually, I did want to mention one listener in particular.
Oh, boy.
Who sent along some well wishes.
Is this the one that I feel like?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Screenshot of that.
Yes, it is, Steve. And I actually meant to follow up and tell you, because this person is in the gift exchange.
Oh, no.
And to this person, you're lucky, because had I been fully there, I would have removed your name, blocked you on every social media channel, and okay. you would not be welcome to partake in this podcast at all.
So that would be, so I'm assuming that that was, because before your surgery, as people signed up for the 5th annual Steve and Kyle podcast, Cloak and Dagger, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange, they would message us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, and let us know that they were in for the gift exchange. So before your surgery, you were monitoring like Facebook and Instagram. I was monitoring Twitter. So as they would come in, we would just, we'd add them to a, you know, a spreadsheet, a Google Doc. So I'm assuming that this is somebody that I added, not realizing that it was like, not realizing that this person who was who they said they were.
Well, I don't think it's any fault of anybody. This person had signed up via Twitter on the show Twitter and then decided to send me a message to my personal Twitter.
Okay.
After that.
Okay. I gotcha.
And the only reason I knew that they had signed up was because they, well, let me just read you the well wishes I received from this listener. I don't really like you.
Okay.
Especially compared to Steve and the Free Beer and Hot Wings show
look,
crew.
You know, he's got some, makes some good points.
Minus hot wings. So this guy's,
I mean, that guy, like poor Hot Wings in that case, he's just, he's Governor Connolly. He's just riding in the limo.
Yep.
He's not poor in guy. The sights, not in the sights, but that freaking magic bullet is going to find a way to get him.
Poor guy just got one in the chest. Okay. And he's just at home.
Connolly got it in the chest. I thought it,
where did he get it?
Yeah, it was kind of like the upper,
it was like the rib cage, I thought, or something, wasn't it? Okay.
He's fine now.
But glad to hear you made it out of surgery and are recovering.
Okay.
I also hope I don't get you for the gift exchange. JJ.
Okay.
I think JJ needs to take a lesson from Jay Santos and maybe just send a blank card. So, again, this is my personal Twitter.
Right.
Hey, this might be the biggest piece of S message I've ever received.
Okay, so this is you replying to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I sincerely wish you never listened to our podcast again. Mm. Go F yourself.
Okay.
And then I blocked him.
Okay.
So what has happened is he has now snuck through to be a part of the Cloak and Dagger non-denominational Winter Solstice Gift Exchange, the fifth annual, Steve. Mm. And I can promise you, because I have logged into that account now, that will in fact be JJ's last social media interaction with this podcast.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be overly sensitive.
No.
But to open your well wishes message with a, hey, I don't like you, is the opposite of how a well wishes message is supposed to go.
It is a bit counter to... to what it would normally be.
Now, granted, I don't expect or need everybody to like me. And I know a lot a lot of these people listen to this podcast because of you and your association with the radio show.
Well, I would think that anyone who listens to this podcast would indeed like you because they're listening to the podcast where your name is one of the names in the title.
Well, if you still listen to this podcast and you send that message, unless episode 244 was your very first foray into the Steve and Kyle jungle, I have no earthly idea what you're still doing.
All right. Is there anything that JJ could do to get back in your good graces?
Yeah, go f*** himself.
Mm. All right. Wait. Today, of all days, that is going to be exceptionally difficult to find.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
You don't even understand. Listening out there, we are doing the most haphazard record of this show. I'm speaking into two separate microphones right now. One so Kyle can hear me and one so it can record it on my end.
Well, on the bright side, Steve, we know that F word only came out of one microphone. So we've really narrowed down your search. We've narrowed down your search by 66%.
Can you at least give me an F8 on your end?
I'll mark it for you. No big deal. I'm sorry. That's honestly, the only thing that really bothered me because everybody else has been, again, incredibly kind.
Yeah.
I received a t-shirt straight out of, I don't even know who that was from. I
think
the
surgery. The bag
was nameless. So thank you to
somebody
whoever.
Somebody had actually messaged me. I just don't know where it was. I'll track it down.
Okay. And, you can go
I'll
and
let
track
you know,
it
so
down,
that way
Steve.
You can post a picture of it later.
Okay. And speaking of gifts and tracking it down, I believe today I did retweet it on our Twitter at Steve and Kyle. I believe we had our very first post of the solstice season, Steve.
Oh, a hashtag
from
garbage
somebody who received a hashtag garbage
wow.
gift.
That's
and
quick.
Josh Reed received his gift. It is a gigantic burrito tortilla throw blanket that is
right.
received. So Josh Reed has received that. So
that's beautiful.
That's it nice. Is solstice. And again, you don't have to do it. I just think it makes it a little extra fun. I like seeing what everybody has sent. When you receive those, you can tag us on Instagram. You can tag us on Facebook or on Twitter at Steve and Kyle. Mm-hmm. We'll retweet those and post those so everybody can see the garbage gifts that people are sending to everybody else. It doesn't have to be show related. Don't feel weird if the gift you've sent or the gift you've received isn't like some, you know, reference to C.G. Johnson
right.
or yeah. Hartford City, Indiana. That's not the point of yeah. this. The point of this is just the community. So feel free to post those.
I know it sounds crazy. You can just send a nice gift.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, not everything. Not everything has to be a piece of crap. It's
send somebody a candle, you know?
Yeah.
Send them a Christmas tree ornament or a holiday bush adornment.
Yeah, they might have a crappy smelling house and they busted that, you know, winter vanilla open and now their house smells nice.
Oh, man. The things that we've missed since we recorded last, we missed Veterans Day.
Oh, boy. Happy. You know what, Steve? I was honored to be able to celebrate that in my home as a federal holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to everybody who served and is currently serving our veterans. I honor you and honored you by sitting at home and watching TV.
We missed Diwali. That was the day after your surgery.
Oh, now is that the Indian Festival of Lights or something like that?
Yes.
Okay. I know that, Steve, because my son watches truckloads of the Disney Junior Channel. And there is a program called, oh, God, I forget. She's an Indian princess.
Mm.
And I've referred to the show as the least relatable show of all time.
Okay.
And I mean in the pantheon of television. I'm talking Sopranos. I'm talking Breaking Bad. I'm talking right. sports shows. There's a small Indian princess who considers herself a detective of sorts. Mm. And they have celebrated Diwali. So that is how I know it is the Festival of Lights or something like that. So happy Diwali to all of our to all of those who celebrate that time honored tradition of lights.
We also missed our cat Abby's birthday.
Huh, neat.
Abby, I don't even think. Man, I need to give you an update. Abby doesn't even live here anymore.
What? There's a lot of at-home things we need to talk about, Steve, because we're ignoring a pretty big one that we should have addressed right at the top of this episode.
I was wondering if you noticed.
How would I not notice? All right, it sticks out like a sore thumb right now, and we'll get to that in a moment. Is there a tale to be told regarding that cat being removed from the house, one that you're willing to indulge in?
Yeah, Abby got into a bad habit of waking us up at all hours of the night by just doing this god-awful meow. And
which I believe you've spoken about on this podcast.
That's terrible. I mean, it's the worst. So we were pretty stressed out about it. It was, for me, honestly, it wasn't the worst for me because I would be up already, but it would be usually after I left for work, but before, like an hour before Annette would have to get up, and there would just be meow, meow, constantly.
Right.
Annette's mom loves Abby, absolutely loves her. And Annette's mom is, like a lot of people, having a very difficult time with like the isolation of this pandemic.
Sure. That is a common theme.
Yeah. So it's just her and my father-in-law, and they, you know, they live in a basically a resort community. So especially this time of year, there's like, I would say 80% of the people up and leave. I don't know if they did this year or not, but it's just, and we haven't been going to see them. They haven't been coming to see us just because we're trying to, you know, stay safe.
Sure.
So,
well, you would, I mean, to put it into perspective, Steve, before you went and visited them a couple of weeks ago, you and Annette both scheduled a test for yourselves before visiting to ensure the safety of you and them.
Sure. Yeah. So, we let her mom take Abby on a temporary slash maybe permanent basis.
So
Abby is now living the high life, getting all of the attention she could have ever wanted. And we don't feel, it's nice because I would have felt terrible if we had to, like, I wouldn't have been able to surrender her to the
shelter
Humane Society or anything.
I just
wouldn't have done it. I would have dealt with it and it would have been awful, but I would have just dealt with it. So now we're like, well, this is the best of both worlds. Her mom is thrilled because she's got the cat there. We're thrilled because we don't have to wake up at 4 a.m.
Sure.
From the sounds of, you know, a cat screeching. So yeah.
What a weird side effect as well. Like a thing just daily to have that as well.
Yeah.
Like,
so happy birthday to Abby. A couple weeks late. Let's see what else
did you send her a gift, Steve? Or
happy birthday to Abby.
All righty. Yeah. Cat birthdays. I'm sure she misses you guys terribly. Definitely will remember your faces, your smells, your everything, and won't immediately dismiss you upon the next time you visit.
Let's see. What else did we? Oh, I had a chiropractor appointment a couple days after your surgery. That went very well.
Did it go well? In and out?
Very well. Very well.
I'm still a couple of minutes. I'm still itching, Steve, to try to get to the chiropractor, but obviously right now that is not possible.
Yeah, probably a bad
time.
Can't
really lay on my chest and have someone snap around my spine.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend
that.
State
I'm in. But yeah, boy, oh boy, those, you know, the hospital accoutrements and the, you know, the sleeping arrangements there, not known for providing extra comfort. And I have had some pretty poor back pain since I've been home. And yeah, sleeping has been a bit of a struggle. So I yearn for the day where I'll be able to move freely and maybe, you know, lay down and have someone look at my jangled mess of a spine and say, we can help you.
Let's see, moving along the calendar. Of course, Thanksgiving. That's really the last major thing that
that
we've missed.
You know, before I went in, and I was kind of pushing before my surgery, I was getting aggravated is not the right word, but frustrated because I found out about this in mid to late October. And in my mind, I'm like, all right, let's do this thing Monday morning, you know? Let's get it out of the way. And then next thing you know, you have to schedule this and it's 3 days later. Next thing you know, you have to schedule another thing. Yeah. And well, this doctor's doing night rounds, so he can't see you until not this Friday, but the following Friday. And you're kind of, you're just twiddling your thumbs knowing you have this issue and you know what needs to be done to fix it. So when my surgery gets scheduled for the 13th, at that point, it was almost 2 weeks away. But I was also a little bit relieved knowing, well, 5 to 7 days, I'll be home with plenty of time before the holiday. I'll be feeling, you know, presumably a lot better. Well, then everything starts happening and things go bad. And next thing I know, I'm like, oh, hey, it's Monday and the week of Thanksgiving and I'm still not home. So luckily I was able to get home before Thanksgiving, but I don't know if it's partially due to me just telling them every day, hey, I want to go home. Hey, I'm ready to go home. But I had a very subdued Thanksgiving here, Steve. I'd only been home since that Tuesday, so I was not in the mood to travel to anybody's house, my parents, my brothers, nothing like that. My parents cooked a bunch of food, brought it over. We had a Thanksgiving where I ate practically nothing, it felt like.
Sure.
My appetite has been near nothing while I was in the hospital. And since I've been home, I've lost 23 pounds.
Oh.
Since I went in.
So 23. Yeah. Hey.
So
things are looking up is what you're saying.
Yeah. Hey, if you want, listen, you need some tips for the world's most expensive, painful, laborious diet. Boy, oh boy, do I got the trick for you. I think it's actually going to be pretty fun, Steve. Maybe next week I can open this up while we record. I've received, obviously, you start seeing all of the bills come in. And anybody who's had even a small hospital stay knows, or a surgery knows, you start getting bills not just from the hospital, but from the surgeon or the doctor, and then from the anesthesia department, and then from this department. And it's not just one. It's not just like, hey, here it is, all inclusive. They don't have the old Cancun of hospitals where you pay a flat rate and drink till you fall off your chair.
I'll take the number 7.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think it will be fun, maybe, to have a little look-see-loo.
So that
the
screenshot,
biggest bill.
So that screenshot that you sent me is not the full bill?
No, goodness no, Steve. That is the largest of the ones I've received.
But that
is one of dozens that have gone across my insurance company to be charged.
I guess I just don't understand. I mean, I definitely don't understand the insurance industry at all.
Right.
Because the price for everything is so freaking high, but the insurance company covers all of it, or most of it, or a lot of it.
Right.
So then you're just left with, say they cover 70% and you're left with the 30%. Say that's like $400. Well, why didn't they just cut out the whole insurance aspect of it and just charge you the $400?
Sure. There's things on here, Steve, that I look at and I'm like, are you absolutely kidding me?
Yeah.
Just a pharmaceutical breakdown. Mm-hmm. Every time I received a regular Tylenol, it was $4.40 per pill.
Yep. Yeah. I remember to obviously a much lesser extent when Evelyn was born last year. And then, 2 months after she was born, we start getting all the bills in the mail. And luckily, most of them are 100% covered, or you're left with like, oh, you got to pay $3 or whatever. And, but yeah, there were a few where I was like, wait a minute. So we just paid like $88 because they gave you like 12 Tylenol over the course of 24 hours.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah. It's kind of remarkable.
We got a bill for it was like $147, I think it was.
Man.
And I was like, what is this for? So we called up and then they said that it was for the Sunday morning that Annette was in the hospital. So this would have been 24 hours after Evelyn was born.
Sure.
A doctor came in on rounds and just did hey, how are you feeling? Okay. What is your, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your pain? Do you need anything? 2 minutes in and out. And that doctor was out of network. I remember talking to the insurance company. I'm like, well, how the hell we went to the hospital that you told us to go to.
Right.
So am I crazy to assume that everybody that works in that hospital is in network? Apparently that's not the case. So we've already decided, okay, baby number 2, if that happens, I'm going to be like the gatekeeper. I'm going to be standing at the door of the room.
Yep. You're going to ask every single person.
Every single time.
Are you in network?
You in the network? No. See you later. She's fine.
Yep. I just talked to her. I just poked her belly. She said it didn't hurt.
Yeah.
We're good to go.
Yep, baby's looking good. Everyone's happy.
Looks like skin's pink. Roll us on out of here, Doc. I'll say this, Steve. The bill that we'll discuss next week, assuming we remember to do it, is the fifth bill, at least that has come across insurance, that is more than 5 figures.
Mm. Have you gotten any bills so far that are really small and you've thought, yeah, that's fair? Like, did somebody bring you like a bag of M&Ms and then they charged you $2 and you got that bill and you're like, yeah, that Sounds about right.
That has not happened yet. And obviously things are obviously go through insurance a little bit differently than they go through on like the hospital billing. But yeah, you know, I know my total that I owe right now and okay. But I still have this, this one large outstanding balance that insurance has to decide what are they going to pay? What aren't they going to pay? And what am I going to be stuck with? So,
okay. So what you're saying is we may have a big old fundraiser coming up in the spring.
Yeah. Yeah. Get ready. This one's not
Kyle's
going to
house.
A billboard. You know what we'll do is we'll post, you know how they have like reward tiers and yeah. I'll just sell like ownership or naming rights to whatever. So like, let's say you pitch in for I think it was like $700 blanket that they put underneath my body during surgery.
$700.
I think I'll have to find it. I looked at it and now this, I'm
blanket.
Not kidding you. This bill's like a CVS receipt, Steve. Oof. When you look at all of the itemized, you get lost in it. It's so long. But yeah, maybe we sell tiers as like, hey, I'm going to go back to the hospital. Get this urinal that they charged me for that hung on the side of my bed I didn't even use. Mm-hmm. And that's now yours.
So we still have the billboard artwork. We could maybe cut that up into little squares, like 2-inch by 2-inch squares.
Sure. Just like WWF or WWE, mm-hmm. you know, they sell like, hey, buy a plaque with this framed piece of the ring that the Undertaker had his last match in or whatever. But here is, own a piece of Van Wert, Ohio history.
Mm, yes.
Signed by Steve and Kyle. You pay extra for an eyeball.
Oh man, I don't want to have to sign all of those.
Signed by Kyle of Steve and Kyle.
You know something? I'm finally going to get a stamp made of my signature.
There you go. People definitely Boom. Appreciate the reproduction.
It's just going to say
the real thing.
Going to say thanks, Steve.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So we'll talk a little bit about that next week because. Boy, do I have a real riot when I'm able to look at those things and see what I was charged for and how much I was charged for those things. But it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
I don't care. I mean, I'm not sitting here complaining about it. I know the industry.
I would complain to everybody I walked past.
I understand the game.
Every person. The
quite
freaking FedEx guy comes to the door. Hey, man. Hey, did I tell you? Look at this. See this?
That's $3.86 for a baby aspirin. You believe that? Guy just starts whipping.
I'll let everyone know.
Guy just starts whipping your packages from the roadside. it is. It's quite expensive, but I mean, listen, I'm in a spot where, quite honestly, they saved my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. And again, I'll tell that story when I can absolutely do it. So
now, more importantly, what is the state of the mortgage denial industry over this last month?
You know, Steve, it's been tough sledding. There's probably been some slips through the cracks that people have been getting these lines of credit that, you know, damn well, if I was there. It would have the wrongs would have been righted.
Yeah, the hammer wouldn't allow that.
No,
we did determine that was your nickname.
Yeah, no question.
The office,
no
right?
question. No question. And my stamp is dry. I'm gonna have to get a new bucket of ink.
When I order my signature stamp, I'll get you some ink.
Thank you. You know what? I'd appreciate a couple different types of red because I really like to contrast and compare. Because I really want that red to pop when those losers open up their official document from my institution and
you know
are able to see that denial front and center.
I'm not going to go standard ink pad either. I'm going to do kind of a runny one. So when you stamp denied by Kyle on that paperwork, it actually runs down like a horror movie.
And I'll just need to know every time I stamp it, hold it up in the air and let the blood drip.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
so, But before we get out of here, Steve, I need to, we teased it and I have to talk about it. Your backdrop's different. If you've seen our acceptance video from, which I believe is the last video we probably have shot from the APS, you notice the Van Wert scroll behind us. That does not exist in the current state of things.
It, you know, we, let's see, if I turn it that way.
Hey, don't worry. It is there.
Don't you worry.
But
well, safe
one thing
to
that
say,
is different.
Safe to say, Cricket Corner has taken over. It is now. It's now Cricket Room and Podcast Corner. I'll spin this around so you can see the current state. That over there is what.
Oh, for God's sake! Yeah. Well, at least the Jumbotron's just as easy for me to see as it was in the current state. So to describe this room, Steve, I think you've claimed it's what, probably 10 by 17, 10 by 20?
Yeah, something like that. 10 by 20, roughly.
We were in the – so we'd been in the same corner since
– we've been, been in the northwest corner.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, three years?
Yep. And then I received what I didn't need while I was laid up in the hospital was a distressing photograph. And that was things being shuffled around in the old APS. Now, it's your house. But I got to tell you, she gave up a far superior corner for her needs. She had some window light.
Yeah.
Yeah. She, I mean, we,
that's why
I would argue we
really complaining.
Well, but what we should be complaining about is now, if you were to look at, if you were to walk in this room and look at it, it looks dumb as hell because now your chair, you have to like, if somebody need for whatever reason, if you need to get into that room, you have to like walk around a table to open the door behind you now.
To get into
an empty room, storage room.
Right. Yeah. But yeah. Honestly, I like the setup better this way. I'm happy with it. It feels like the room's more open. There's so much more room for my daughter's toys to be everywhere now, which is
right. Well, that's good because those were expanding exponentially at last record. So now Cricket Corner has become Cricket Room. Now are our chairs still our chairs? Have those been commandeered?
No, this was it was about as easy as possible to make this switch. Annette and I each grabbed an end of the table, carried it from over there to over here.
Okay.
Each carried an end of the desk and put it over there. I put up some pegboard for her. So Cricket Corner is, it's churning out the product too. We might have to start talking advertising, sponsorships.
Sure.
I want to try and milk my wife for all the cash she's bringing in.
Obviously, someone's got to make a profit in that house.
Dump it right back into this podcast.
Yep. And that's what we're known for, making money, making big money moves over here at the Steve and Kyle podcast.
Now, what's the
state of the Jumbotron? Are we simply decommissioning it?
Yeah, I guess.
The only wall that would make sense is quite literally the door you use to enter that room.
Yeah, maybe we could mount it on the back of the door. We'll have to mount it up and down.
Run electrical through the door.
Yeah.
And then through, no problem.
Yeah.
No issues at all.
This all started because, well, when I first was talking to Annette about it, I said, I don't mind switching ends of the room. But the issue is the outlet over here where Cricket Corner used to be, where the podcast now is.
Yeah.
The outlet didn't work. So old D.I. Steve decided, no problem. I'm just going to pop the old outlet off, pop the new outlet in. We'll be good to go. Now, I'm going to try and show you the result.
Oh, boy.
Okay, hold on.
Because you're known, Steve, as an outlet master.
I do
APS 2.0. You had 36 outlets for the two of us.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
Can you see that there's a lack of drywall?
Steve, what I see is about a 12 by 12 sheet of painted drywall.
Yeah, the perspective makes it look a lot smaller. It's about 18 by 18.
Oh, goody. Of wall simply removed from the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, so I came down here one day. It was after work one day, and I was like, oh, I'll pop in that new outlet. And in fact, my mother-in-law was here at the time. She was watching Evelyn. And I was like, hey, while she's down for a nap, I'm going to run down and replace that outlet. Yeah. 9 hours later, I had not only replaced that outlet, but I had replaced and rewired every outlet in the basement because there's some issue. Even after all of that, I still didn't fix the issue. So every outlet is now rewired. I put in new outlets, new outlet covers. But everything still doesn't work as it should.
Is it one of those where you like have to have the room light on, otherwise your microphone won't work?
Probably. Yeah. I haven't really tested it too in depth yet, but sure. I just need I need an electrical professional. I need to actually hire an electrician to come over and fix this because I was down at the other end of the basement in the workshop rewiring stuff down there and running down the hallway, plugging something in to see if it worked down here. It is just a mess and I don't even care anymore.
God. You know, we take a month off recording and it's just totally mailed in.
Oh, this happened. I don't even think you probably weren't even at the end of the driveway when you left here for the last time. When we were
oh really
yeah oh it happened quick this was it was fierce so that's oh, where we stand God. So not surprisingly, some things on this podcast will never change. We're always in a constant state of flux with the APS. We can never get things to record correctly despite everyone else in the world using Zoom for the last year for meetings. We're the only two that can't figure it out.
Yeah, without issue. So, Steve, let me quickly go over the polls. We have another giveaway this week. We're going to have another giveaway next week.
Whoa.
And we should still have one more coming before the end of the year for digital copies of movies.
Are we back on track? Are we doing an episode next week?
I think so. I mean, okay. If we can – I mean, boy, oh, boy, we really braved through the, you know, the tech this week.
Don't worry. By next week. We'll have it all figured out.
This thing's going to be ironed out. We're going to have this thing down to a T next week. There's a chance, Steve, that we could be – there's a chance that I'll be able to drive next week.
Really?
As soon as Thursday. So depending on how we see recording in person or whatever, we can talk about that at a later time.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, barring issues, which I'm not saying there won't be, we should be back on track here with recording on a weekly basis. So
all right.
Going back, Steve, these are going back literally one calendar month they were posted.
Okay, let's see. So what were we talking about a month ago? So it was,
only the important stuff, Steve.
So election right after. So it's probably all election related.
Definitely.
By the way, did you read the magazine that I bought you on the presidents?
I have. Yeah. I have. I was confused because I started reading it and I had just assumed they'll have pages on each president going from 1 through 45. Mm. No, they divvy them up and they're not ranking them, but putting them in different categories, like the presidential movers and shakers.
See, I bought you – I was because I got you a couple, you know, we put together a little care package for you right before.
Yes, you did. Far too kind.
And I went to the grocery store, got a couple things, and I was like, man, I need one more thing. Maybe I'll grab a magazine or something. So I was trying what I really wanted, knowing now, obviously, it doesn't exist. I wanted to find the most generic sports magazine that I could find.
Oh, yeah, like Football 2020.
Or even a magazine just titled Sports that just gave generic opinions on generic things.
Yeah, like not different columns.
Yeah, not surprisingly, couldn't find it. So I found – now, this was this was what, like a week after the election. So I was like, man, Kyle's a big history buff. I bet he wants to learn more about all the presidents, and you're going to have a lot of reading time. So I grabbed this magazine off the shelf, walked up, I'm scanning all my groceries at the self-checkout. And I was like, whew, boy, that's a lot more expensive than I thought it would be.
Was it really? I didn't even look.
I'm looking at, like, you know, the couple things of candy that I got. And like, I think we got you some tea.
Yeah, yeah.
Some Twinings tea. And then I looked at that stupid President's Magazine. It was like $13.
What?
I was like, good God.
What?
Who prints a $13 magazine?
Well, it's no wonder the print industry is just dead.
But at that point, I mean, I was committed. I had already carried it all the way up to the front of the store.
You should have asked them where the one with, you know, just presidents 1 through 23 were.
Right. Hey, you got any leftovers from like 2012 or anything?
Yeah, it's fine. He's lived through the newest ones. He's good. Jesus, no. I had no idea. Well, no. I'll definitely auction off pages of that. Well,
I mean,
and we can get you your dollars back.
Either that or read it. Just read it multiple times.
Right, absolutely. Go through each president multiple times. Steve, should stars play their biggest hit twice at every concert?
Absolutely.
53% of these said yes. Boy, oh boy. I have a feeling a lot of this influenced like by idiots like the music man Dan Shike, who's like going to the big concert to hear the deep cut.
Oh,
you know, barf. Like, hey, here's track 8 off my upcoming album so none of you can sing along.
Oh, look,
and Dan's
Shike.
Listen to this composition.
Oh,
get the hell out of my concert, Shike. You know what I want to hear? I want to hear Piano Man twice.
Well,
you understand?
Like could have used a little more mid-bass treble on that track.
God, he must be the worst to go to a concert with, right?
Barf.
Can you imagine, like, in my, like, that'd be like going with, you know, you or I to like a podcast convention. Oh, can you believe these guys? They don't talk about anything.
I want to go to a podcast
convention. I want to go. I want to get invited. I don't even care.
I want to get invited to a podcast convention.
But I just want to drink in the shame of two people being there while more people walk past.
I know.
And don't even bother to like quiet their talking voices.
Nope.
So they're just like walking 4 feet in front of our table while we're recording. And there's, you know, two super fans there with a poster and people just walking by chit chatting about my favorite murder.
Yeah.
How would you prefer your interview content? 72% of the audience, Steve, said Megasode.
Huh.
Is the trunker?
Wait, repeat that again? I'm sorry.
How would you prefer your year in review content this year?
Oh, okay.
One mega episode or multiple episodes. 72% of the audience, Steve, prefer the longer episode.
Okay.
Is the trunk or treat ruining Halloween?
Yes.
67% of the audience said yes. Sounds like 33% of you idiots decorate your trunks and sit in a parking lot. Is the good and plenty the Edmund Fitzgerald of the candy world?
Boy, I couldn't even begin to figure out what that means.
68% of the audience compared a candy to the lives of many lost.
29 souls.
29 souls lost. And that is all for the polls.
No,
wanted
timely,
to mention to everybody,
topical.
To please check out the Edmund Fitzgerald. Thank God we got that in though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the surgeon had said, hey, I need you to come in for surgery on like November 5, I'd have told him, no, thank you, doc. I've got to get my sing-along in this year.
I'm going to celebrate
the passing. I got to celebrate this stupid yacht that was carrying like ore soil way past its time. Too heavy.
Way too heavy.
And the dumb cook didn't, you know, batten down the hatches or something.
No, all he did was complain about how he couldn't cook.
No breakfast, no dinner for you suckers today. Hope you enjoyed dying on an empty stomach.
Ugh. What does he do then? If he can't cook, what, does he just sit in his bunk?
Yeah, and he's probably got quarters like the captain. You know, the only one with a light.
Yeah, obviously everything is nautical themed too. So he has one of those like ship, the big wooden steering wheel chandeliers.
No question. No question. And it spins.
Probably got a bass on the wall, like a big mouth Billy Bass.
Yeah, he's got, you know, it's obviously it's a bunk. It's not like a loose bed. So he's got like a railing that would look like, you know, the railing of a boat.
Right, right.
And his pillow is in the form of the hatch.
No. His pillow, that's silly. His pillow is a life preserver.
Oh, my God. How could I forget? His blanket is no doubt the shape of a lifeboat that they didn't have aboard, apparently, for these 29 people.
Yeah.
But maybe
shovel off a couple scoops of ore and stick a raft in there.
Hey, guys, we can't lose these 60 pounds of dirt for these inflatable rafts.
Did we figure out what the iron ore is going for these days?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did the math. I'm not doing it again. We were doing metric tons to regular tons and converting euros to yen and then yen to the American dollar. We got a number. No way it's correct. But if you want that math, go to our last episode in November. Yeah. But again, Steve, and our condolences to family, loved ones of the lost 29 souls.
29 souls. 29 souls.
That's the big lake they call the Gichigumi.
Yeah.
Before we go, check out our social media this week. Chance to win a digital copy of a new release movie. This week is Dreamland. Next week, mm-hmm. Boy, I don't even want to tease the movie giveaway next week, Steve, because this should be the talk of the entertainment industry.
Really?
For this giveaway we're talking next week.
I don't even know which one.
The only hint I'll give you in the listening audience is Nicolas Cage.
Ooh.
So take a look at his upcoming slate, or the slate that's already been released. Our apologies to the company that allows us to do these giveaways. Kind of forgot to tell them, hey, I won't be recording these for a while, so this is a little late.
Hey, getting major surgery.
Yeah, this is a little late, but now premiering at home, Steve, actor Finn Cole and Margot Robbie star in Dreamland. Discovering a fugitive bank robber is hiding in his town, a young man is torn between claiming the bounty on her head and his growing attraction to the seductive criminal. Ooh. In this movie that critics are calling thrilling and captivating. Mm.
Those are good words for movies.
You can buy or rent Dreamland right now. Watch it tonight. It's also in select theaters if your theaters are open wherever you live, which is highly doubtful. Rated R from Paramount Pictures. The movie is Dreamland. And again, check out our social medias at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram for your chance. All you have to do is like the post. Maybe I think tweet it on your chance to win a digital. We'll let everybody know in the coming days and by next week if you've won a copy of that. So please do that again at Steve and Kyle on social media.
Also, at Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, be sure to check your DMs because all of the pairings for the 5th annual Steve and Kyle podcast, non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange were sent out last week. I think either Thursday or Friday, I went through and sent them all out.
Thank you again to Steve for handling all of that. I was
can't be said enough. Thank you.
Functionally useless, I believe, is the term you used when we were talking about my help.
Yeah. Some throw out the word hero. I don't know. I mean, look, who's to say? That's not for me to decide. I'll let others decide if I am the true hero or not. But yes, we sent out all of the pairings for the gift exchange. So just do us a favor, get those gifts in the mail as quickly as you can so they have them in time for the solstice.
Yes, and the solstice is in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
Depending on where you're ordering from, please just get that done. And again, I know we've mentioned it. If for whatever reason something has come up and you cannot partake after you've already received your name, just let us know. There's no shame. Don't feel embarrassed.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Fix it. We'll figure it out. Let us know if you, for whatever reason, you can't send a gift this year for the Cloak and Dagger non-denominational winter solstice gift exchange. All of the details are in your social media inbox right now.
Yeah. Now, are we asking for people to tag once they get their gifts, tag them? Is it garbage merch or garbage gifts?
I think I'd been doing garbage gifts because garbage merch, I believe, is you can tag garbage merch if you've received something maybe show related.
Sure.
Because that is what we've referred to all of our merch that the that we have created, or that Philip has helped create, and Zach and so many others, is garbage merch. So garbage gifts, garbage merch, whatever you want to use, people can search that hashtag and find all of that there. And we're going to retweet them all and link them all on Facebook as well.
All right, sounds good. So this was fun, man. It's been a long time coming. I'm happy that we were able to
it's get been all a month.
Get all the plugs plugged in incorrectly.
Yep.
And all of that, and hopefully
my voice is obliterated. I need a nap. It is crazy how winded I get doing the simplest things, and how my voice is still not fully back, Steve. It is, for this week in the hospital especially, it was really bad. Obviously, you're intubated. You have a breathing tube in when you're out for surgery that long. And boy, oh boy, did that really, really damage
my
speaking voice for a while. So it's still coming back slowly. But yeah, we will hopefully be back next week with another normal episode.
All right. At Steve and Kyle, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We will talk to you hopefully in a week. If not, don't hold it against us.
See you later.
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.